This is Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Organ. Cornerbrook Mayor Jim Parsons says the hope is to have phase two of the $2.7 million deep gulch culvert replacement completed by this weekend. O'Connell Drive has been closed since Sunday. Parsons says the next closure will be University Drive and a new head wall will be built. There's a brook running underneath and underground infrastructure is still working, but this will essentially reroute the brook. Parsons says there will be quite a bit of off-road work taking place as well.
There's a brook running through that right now. So the old infrastructure is there and functioning under the ground. So the brook comes down, it goes to the head wall, it goes underneath University, underneath O'Connell, and out in the stream. This other one is built parallel, just, sort of to the, if you're looking upstream, you're sort of to the left of it, and will engage Deep Gulch Brook a little upstream, or a little up University from where it was before. We're actually rerouting the brook a little bit.
Parsons says there will be quite a bit of off-road work taking place as well. Meanwhile, he says work has taken place at Margaret Bowater Park, modifying the splash pad area.
When it was first put there, it was a little narrow, and there was a lot of grass there that was soaking wet, and then we added some pea gravel around and to make it a little bigger. But of course, pea gravel is not easy either, because that ends up getting on the splash pad and in the drainage system, because we recirculate the water from it. Water is a valuable commodity. It's recirculated, rechlorinated. So now this will add another, I think it's trying to put about 6 feet around it of concrete.
The pool and splash pad will open July 1st on Canada Day. That's a look at Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Organ, reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative.